With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Did you know that the average age of company founders when they started their businesses is only 40 years old? We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by our fabulous guests, our expert Chris Everett, attorney Helen Block, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, and Gail Schechter of Open Communities. So I'm thrilled to have back on the show now for our third time, my very good friend, and as I mentioned in my introduction to you, and I mean this wholeheartedly, an expert on financial decisions. And I know our listeners have commented to me that they always love tuning in to Get Down to Business because of the advice that you have to share. I'm thrilled to have back on the air with me Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. Chris, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Oh, Shalom, thank you so much for having me on the show and for that warm welcome.
I mean every word of it. So, Chris, I'm a young guy, and I am starting in my career. I have a lot of businesses that I'm involved in, but there's a discussion that's out there. Chris, what is a wealth leak, and why should people be concerned about it, both in their early stages in their career and certainly as they move along professionally and hopefully they earn a few bucks?
What an awesome question. You know, if what you're doing financially turned out to be inefficient and not only caused wealth leaks, but actually increased the velocity at which you were losing money, when would you want to know about it?
Obviously, you want to know early on. You want to avoid when you have a leak in your plumbing. You want to try to fill that leak before it gets too bad, don't you?
Isn't that the case? So when it comes to money decisions, many that you kind of take for granted, you may be unknowingly and very unnecessarily creating these financial wealth leaks. And by leaking or transferring money away from yourself, you could be losing tens of thousands of dollars. Now, Shalom, frankly, it's more honest for me to tell you that it's really hundreds of thousands of dollars or more in your lifetime.
Oh, goodness. And when there is a leak, obviously, we have two things that we need to simultaneously address. We need to make sure that we stop the leak, and we need to make sure that we repair it so we have a strong future. So, Chris, you've dealt with so many people that have gone through this process, professionals like myself, professionals that have gotten into business and have perhaps discovered a wealth leak. What is the process that you use to sort of stop that wealth leak, and how can you help educate people to make sure it doesn't happen?
Okay, great questions. First of all, they are a liability. I mean, and the liability can be either a current one or maybe a potential one waiting for you in the future, something that you might be blindsided by. They're very hidden, and you have to dig to find them, and they can be huge obstacles to creating wealth. They certainly hinder cash flow, and most advisors don't know they exist, and therefore they don't deal with them. And the reason that's true is because I find when people come to visit me, they may say, oh, I got this investment guy, or I have this insurance gal, or you know what I'm saying, or this guy does my auto and homeowners, and they've never really had someone take them up 5 or 10,000 feet and collectively look at everything in their life that had a dollar sign connected to them.
And this isn't a remote possibility. We're not talking about a story of a John Doe in the middle of Nowheresville, Illinois. We're talking about people that you and I both know, people that have gone through this in the past that are struggling with this very issue.
I'm just, my brand new client today that just signed a contract with me makes about $400,000 a year. He's in the same boat.
Wow.
So
wow.
It doesn't matter. It truly, the more you make, the more you are potentially losing, unknowingly and unnecessarily. But fortunately, they can be corrected or avoided. So before I tell you where the major wealth leaks are, you should know that they are woven into so many areas of our lives. But let me categorize where the major wealth leaks can be found. Number one, probably taxes, paying too many current taxes or potentially future taxes. They're often found in interest areas, either in interest that we're paying or interest that we're not receiving, and non-deductible debt, so those three areas. So, for example, the way you pay for cars or your children's college education, the way you use credit cards or structure your mortgage, and even the way that you fund your retirement. So one of the biggest obstacles I see is trusting common wisdom. And you might think, wait a minute, Chris, if it's common wisdom, isn't it supposed to be right? So let's take your area, for example. Like, you know taxes, Shalom, right?
Correct.
So back in the 70s, tax professionals used to tell their high-income clients who were in the highest income tax bracket at that time of 70%. And do you remember it was 70%? Or maybe you weren't doing taxes in the 70s, but the highest rate was 70%. And they were telling their clients, look, defer a portion of that income, and we'll get you into the lower current income tax bracket. Back then it was only 50%. And that advice was based on a belief that at retirement, those clients would probably have a lower income and be able to pay taxes in those deferred incomes at a lower rate. Now, back there in the 70s, we still had stair-stepping tax brackets just like we have today. So a client in the 1970s who followed that advice may have ended up in the 50% tax bracket. But, of course, they thought it's brilliant now when they're retiring and maybe they're in a 20 or 30% tax bracket. They think that CPA was brilliant. But, Shalom, tell the truth. Did those CPAs know we were going to be in a 20 or 30% tax bracket back then?
Oh, no.
They had no clue. We had a very different economy at the time. The tax code was very different than it is right now.
So, Chris, let's take a step back. So wealth leaks, as you just explained to our listeners, they're happening to everybody. They're happening to people that we know. And wealth leaks take the form of, as you were saying, paying taxes in the perhaps ways that people cannot identify that they might be able to have some savings. Wealth leaks can take place in so many different forms. But, Chris, what process do you go about to stop these wealth leaks?
Well, we have a four-step process that we use with folks. We need to discover everything they're doing with a dollar sign, the good, the bad, and the ugly. In that discovery process, you can really uncover so much and then help them to really understand every movement that they're making with their money so that the money becomes theirs, not someone else's. And then, and only then, should they be choosing things to do. And then we stand as help to help them implement that plan. It's through that process of really uncovering and looking deeply at every dollar. For example, every dollar that you have working should be doing more than one job. Otherwise, there's usually a wealth leak associated with it. So if you have money going into a 401k plan, for example, all it's doing is building money that's going to be taxed in the future at some unknown rate. Now, you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, I get a tax deduction right now. Well, but if you're deferring at 30% to potentially pay at 40 or 50% in the future, is that really any kind of savings?
And, Chris, where you stand at such a position of strength over so many other folks that are out there is, first of all, you're helping your clients identify those wealth leaks, but also you are so knowledgeable and so equipped to help them recover from those wealth leaks and hopefully make some money and invest properly. properly and really save money, which is something we talk so much about here on Get Down to Business. So, Chris, we appreciate the insight. We appreciate the knowledge and the advice, as always, on this radio show. And, Chris, how can people follow up with you to perhaps learn, do that discovery process to make sure that they're not having one of those wealth leaks that we talked so much about here today on the show?
EverettWealthSolutions.com. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com or 708-771-7777. So 708-771-7777, real easy number to take a look at. And it's not just taxes we're concerned about, because you'd find that you can do so much more with less if we just eliminate the wealth leaks and reposition our thinking around how money really works.
Wonderful, Chris. Thanks for joining us on the show. And I hope that you and your fellow networkers will be able to join us for breakfast just in 2 days on July 8th at MB Financial Bank in Morton Grove. Find out more information about that and about Chris Everett and all of our guests on my website at shalomkline.com. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic. Y-55 is still solid due to road work. That is down to just one lane. Southbound approaching US 6 and Arsenal Road. It's just a mess out there, so if you can avoid it, please do so. The Eden's not too bad. 24 minutes inbound to Montrose. Outbound, just a 19-minute trip. It's going to take you about 24 minutes on the Kennedy inbound to get into downtown. Expect some slowdowns from Cosner to Sacramento. The outbound direction, just a 20-minute ride out to the airport. Still slow from Nagel to Sayre. Express lane still holding their own. No major delays there. The Eisenhower inbound, 30 minutes to the post office. Outbound, 29 minutes to Thorndale. Chicago, 88 and partly sunny. 70 this evening and thunderstorms. 84 tomorrow, humid and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
According to the National Academy of Scientists, if a hurricane has a female name, people are less likely to seek shelter and more people die because they don't take the hurricane seriously.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
If you hear that Hurricane Buffy's coming, it doesn't much matter. If you hear Hurricane Lucifer's coming, you get the hell out of the way. Hurricane Candy, I think I'm going to the strip club.
You're getting singles out. Hurricane Mike, oh, we're screaming out.
Ah, Mike's pretty innocuous, and I want to run for Mike. Hurricane Mike Ditka. Now I'm moving.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-440-1764. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-440-1764. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-440-1764.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right, you're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Let's get down to business. One of the things that we talk about so frequently on this show is small business stories, profiles of success, but we also talk a lot about the trends in employment, and we've had so many fantastic guests on the show, recruiters, career counselors. And thankfully, the unemployment rate just came out just a few days ago. We're down to 6.1% unemployment rate, which means hopefully some of our listeners on Get Down to Business are getting job offers. And I'm thrilled to have on the show as our guest, Helen Block, who is an employment attorney who really understands these issues, these very sensitive issues that that folks that are getting job offers really need to take into consideration. So, Helen, thank you for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me, Shalom.
Great to have you. So, Helen, I know one of the things that many people in transition are getting faced with when they're offered a job is they're immediately, right upon being handed the contract, they're also being handed a non-compete agreement, basically in effect signing off their opportunities for future job opportunities if something wouldn't work out at that prospective employer. Helen, what advice can you give to our listeners that might be dealing with that situation?
Well, luckily, the law for employees became a lot more favorable in Cook County and a lot more murky for employers. So the advice I would give to an employer, in which I do have many business clients, is very different than I would give in a way to someone who is an employee. And the reason why I say that it has changed is that recently, less than a year ago in 2013, the Illinois Appellate Court in the First District, which affects Cook County, came out with a decision in this Fifield matter in which it basically said in order for a non-competition, non-solicitation agreement to be enforceable, that is one that, for instance, the employee signs on that first day of work when they're given their, you know, W-4 and, you know, health insurance forms and other forms, that non-solicitation, non-compete, the court decided that it would only be enforceable if the individual is employed for 2 years. So it would only be enforceable for long-term employees, which was a real blow to the defendants in the Fitfield case. In that case, they had someone who signed up for employment, and not that long after they were employed, they decided to leave and go, let's say, to another company that was potentially competitive. The new company filed what we call a declaratory action, actually asking the court to make a decision that this agreement was invalid, and that's what the court basically did. In order to have a valid non-competition agreement, it has to be supported by what we call consideration. And in the past, we thought of the consideration as being the employment itself. The fact that I'm giving you a job is adequate consideration, you know, and enough for you to consider to be able to enter into a binding agreement to sign away your opportunity to, let's say, get a job with a competitor in a year, in 2 years, or whatever the term would be in the contract. And the court in this case said, no, you have to be a long-term employee. So now on the employer end, when I advise employers as to what to do in light of this decision, especially if they're in Cook County, I would say if you really want to make sure you have a key employee and you want to make sure that that employee is not going to compete with you, then you got to put a little more teeth into it. You got to give them, let's say, give them a signing bonus. Say, okay, fine, if, you know, I'll give you $10,000 if you sign an agreement that says that you're not going to compete. And so, therefore, the consideration is not the employment, but the consideration is money. I'm going to give you a good amount of money, adequate consideration, to agree that if you were to leave my employment for a year after you leave my employment, you're not going to go work for a competitor. That would be valid. Now, on the way out the door, the consideration is different. So, for instance, let's say you have someone who, for whatever reason, you decide to separate from employment, and you ask that person to sign a release of claims, and you give that person severance. And you have, let's say, a non-competition, non-solicitation agreement in that severance agreement. If you give them adequate consideration, so for instance, you say, you know, if you agree not to compete with us for 6 months, I will give you 6 months of severance. That probably would be adequate consideration to keep someone out of the market.
And Helen, while I'm thrilled that this issue seems to be a slightly more clear for both, for the employees, and it sounds also a little bit more clear for the employers as well, there are other very complicated issues, such as the issue of independent contractor versus employee. And that's something I know from the from my colleagues in business, as well as from people being offered positions. There's no real clear determination who is an employee and who is an independent contractor. What guidance, what advice can you shed on the subject?
That is extremely complicated because a lot of employers want to save money. And employees, or I should say individuals who are considering potential employment opportunities, might think, hey, that's nice. I'm an independent contractor. It's kind of like my own business. You know, I make my own hours. I don't have taxes taken out. This is great. But it is extremely complicated. And different government entities have different variables and different factors to consider whether one is an employee versus an independent contractor. And Illinois Department of Employment Security, unemployment, IDES, I would say is the toughest, really, their factors. I mean, it is very hard to establish that someone is not an employee or is not an employee, is truly an independent contractor. And that's why a lot of times if a company is to hire an independent contractor, they should have that individual create an entity such as a corporation or an LLC so that it is clear that the individual truly is an independent contractor and it is not employed because it has its own established business. A general principle in terms of all these various government entities that look at this issue as to whether someone is classified as an independent contractor or an employee is control. And when I say different government entities, I'm meaning you have a standard under the Workers' Compensation Act, which the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission is a governing body. You have the Illinois Department of Labor. You have the Illinois Department of Human Rights. You have the IRS. You know, you have the tax folks that also are going to look at whether someone is an independent contractor versus an employee because of, you know, FICA. Paying Medicare, are you paying, you know, Social Security? So each of these government entities have a different way of looking at it. But the one factor that seems to be that is uniform essentially among all these government entities is control. Are you exercising control over the individual? Does the individual have the opportunity to make his or her own hours, come and go whenever he or she pleases? Is the office providing the tools? Are you working at the place of the company, the entity, the business, or are you working from home? There are several factors that can, and not one factor is more important than the other, courts generally have decided in terms of, you know, whether someone is an independent contractor or an employee. It's the totality of the circumstances. So the mere fact that you give someone a 1099 as opposed to a W-2 is not determinative. And again, IDES is much stricter. It has a three-part test, whereas these other, the case law has shown in these other entities, it's much broader. But IDES is really the sticky one. So I would recommend any business who hires independent contractors, especially if you're having those independent contractors come into your office to work, have that independent contractor be an entity, whether an LLC or a corporation. Otherwise, it is likely you will have problems with IDES in the future if you no longer have work for that individual and that individual decides to apply for unemployment.
Fabulous advice, both on the issue of 1099 versus W-2, which so many considerations are at play over here, both in terms of taxes, unemployment. We also talked about the non-compete, non-solicitation agreements that so often are handed in there. As Helen Block, our friend, our employment attorney, has been telling us, there have been changes, which sort of makes it a little bit better for the employee and certainly more clear, which is great news. So I know a lot of our listeners have questions on these subjects and so many other employment issues. Helen, how can people reach you to discuss their unique questions and perhaps needs?
Sure. Well, first of all, I am a general practitioner. I do handle more areas than just employment, even though I do a lot of employment. So there are a lot of businesses that I also help in various things. But to reach me, my office number is 312-281-9931. My last name is spelled with an H, so it's B-L-O-C-H. So if you want to Google me and look at my website, just, you know, type in Helen Block, attorney in Chicago, and you will find me. My email address is H-B-L-O-C-H at B-L-O-C-H-P blockpc.com. So it's HBlock at blockpc as in professional corporation.com.
Fantastic, Helen. Hopefully we'll continue this conversation about business and employment law. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Thanks, Helen, for joining us. You're on with Get Down to Business.
Have you heard the news?
Lois Lerner.
They lost 2 years' worth of email.
They know what's in them, and they just don't want people to see it.
Life's daily grind can keep you out of touch.
Out of touch.
Get in touch with us.
The situation in Iraq. This ISIS.
Prepared to fight us, and they will if they're not stopped.
2, 3, 4 times a day.
In close touch with leaders.
Capture an individual.
Every day.
One of the masterminds, Benghazi.
With news, opinion, and insight.
To Sergeant Murdoch.
You can shake your head all you want to, Commissioner.
AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. More than 50,000 immigrant children have crossed into the U.S. since October, raising increasing concerns.
Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske said on ABC's This Week, those kids aren't criminals, they're just looking for a better life.
These are not gang members, these are not dangerous individuals.
And says there are plenty of guards along the U.S. border with Mexico, but Texas Governor Rick Perry also on This Week.
He is absolutely and totally wrong.
Perry says he'd like to see more guards and drones used.
Fox Radio's Tonya J. Powers, a Manhattan underway for the killer of a Gary, Indiana police officer shot through his open car window during a traffic stop.
We will go to every measure, every legal measure, to make sure that the person that is responsible for this is held accountable.
The department's Karen Freeman Wilson says Jeffrey Westerfield served 19 years in the force. He was recently engaged, and today was his birthday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, the Edens is moving well. Inbound, no major delays there. 24-minute trip to Montrose. Outbound, 19 minutes to Lake Cook. The inbound Kennedy moving slow in some pockets. That's a 22-minute ride into downtown. It's going to be a little tight from the O'Hara extension to Canfield. 20 minutes to the airport in the outbound direction. No major delays in the express lanes. However, the Eisenhower starting to see some slow pockets. It's due to a little road construction out there. It's a 31-minute ride to the post office. Inbound from Mannheim to Des Plaines, you will be hitting the brakes. The outbound direction's a 29-minute trip to Thorndale. Chicago's 87 and cloudy, going down to about 70 degrees this evening with severe thunderstorms in the watch and 84 tomorrow. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
Once again, you're back with the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You are listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. This is the show that talks all about the issues that matter to you, the people that are working, the people that own businesses, the people that are working hard trying to really make that the drive of our economy, small business, really a thriving success. And one of the supporters of this important small business community is my very good friend, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. I'm thrilled to have on with us on Get Down to Business. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for not only for having me on your show, but for all you do to make sure that small businesses are thriving in my district, actually. And you do a great job, Shalom.
Well, Jan, I consider ourselves to be partners in this work. You go off to Washington and you take care of important issues that we'll talk about, like unemployment, and I'm here trying to help bring people together. So it's definitely a partnership, and a partnership that I'm very proud of. So,
me too.
So, Congresswoman, so unemployment. Unemployment is an issue that's being it's being spoken about both on the state level, on the federal government level. What can we do for people that are still struggling? People that the economy has improved. Unemployment numbers were just released. We're down to 6.1% unemployment, which means more people are working, but it also means there are still people that are out there that are out there looking. What can we do to help them?
Well, I certainly meet them in my office every week, and I'm sure you see a lot of those people because there are 3.2 million Americans whose benefits have expired and really have very little means of support for themselves or their families. And as of June 30th, it was well over 150,000 Illinoisans who have lost these benefits. And who are these people? I was kind of surprised to find that women 55 and older experienced the highest rate of long-term unemployment. 51% of unemployed women aged 55 to 64 are still looking for work after 26 weeks. Many of them have been unemployed for a year and more. And these are people, in order to even qualify for unemployment insurance benefits, you have to be looking for a job. So I talk to people who are sending out dozens and dozens of resumes every week, sometimes getting an interview and sometimes not.
And that's such an important piece. And I just want to emphasize to our listeners that something, first of all, your office, Congresswoman, does a fantastic job. Of course, constituent services, helping people, apply for unemployment benefits, but also helping support them so they can do an effective job search, so they can connect with the employers that are out there. And that is so important. So this isn't just about providing the benefits. This is about, the full package, about really helping them hopefully get back into the workforce. And we need to do as much as possible to accomplish that.
I really appreciate that, because these are people, yes, who need a bridge to get over a really rough spot where they're out of work, but their preference, 99.999% of them, is to get a job. They're not really interested in unemployment insurance benefits, certainly over getting work. So we have legislation, and in fact, Congressman Brad Schneider introduced a discharge petition, meaning if we get enough members of the House of Representatives, 218 members, that would include, we'd have to get some Republicans to sign this petition, we would be guaranteed a vote in Congress. And I am certain that if a vote were called, that it would actually pass. And let's remember that those benefits only go to states that have high unemployment, and Illinois does have higher than national unemployment. And so the money would come here. And I just want to make one other point about that. Illinois loses $25 million a week because unemployment benefits have not been renewed. So this is money that would go into the businesses that you and I are concerned about.
Such an important issue. And I know that this is another issue that's being discussed primarily on the state level right now about minimum wage. And I know that the legislative session is over, in Springfield, but that's an issue that's coming up. And I know businesses have strong feelings. They want to make sure that they can, provide, that they can continue to grow. But there are a lot of people out there that are really struggling and trying to make ends meet on a minimum wage at $8 an hour. We've got to balance those issues. And I know that you are a vocal advocate for the folks that are out there working in our communities.
Yeah, let me just make this point that the president had also made, that people who work full-time should not have to live in poverty. Minimum wage workers are hardworking people, but they have to at least have two jobs, usually, in order to try and even make ends meet. But on the minimum wage, which actually at this point is about the same in real dollars as it was in 1968, you simply can't live on that. And so raising the minimum wage in Washington, we've asked for $10.10 an hour, still is a very, very modest income. But it would lift about 24.5 million workers out of poverty. It would give that number of workers a raise.
It would. So, Jen, we've got about 30 seconds remaining. How can people get in touch with your office and find out more about the important work that you do?
Call 773-506-7100. We do great constituent service, and we're happy to help people in so many different ways. Anything having to do with the federal government, we want to hear from them.
That's fantastic. And, Jen, just on a personal note, I appreciate your strong statements about the tragic loss of those three Israeli teenagers this past week in Israel. So thanks for that, and thanks for all that you do for the business community. You're listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. Thank you, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyas. Taking a look at traffic, the Eisenhower inbound is just jammed. It's all due to an accident. It's going to take about 35 minutes to get out to the post office. But if you're traveling on the Edens, no major delays on the inbound 24 to Montrose, outbound 19 minutes to Lake Cook. Kennedy inbound, just a 23-minute trip out to the airport. A little snug from Addison to Sacramento. The outbound direction, just a 20-minute ride out to the airport. Express lanes are still holding in there. The inbound Eisenhower, just remember Thorne. Thorndale to the post office will take you about 35 minutes. It's all due to an accident there. In the outbound direction, just a 33-minute trip to Thorndale. Stevenson moving well inbound, outbound a little tight, 42 minutes to 355. Chicago 89, partly sunny, going down to about 70 this evening with thunderstorms, back up to 84 tomorrow. A little humid, a little sun. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
Everybody tells you that if you want to lose weight, you need to eat less. That sounds simple, but you can't eat less if you're hungry all the time, right? So what you really need is for somebody to tell you how to control your hunger. Well, we'll not only tell you, we'll show you by giving you a complimentary 14-day hunger-smashing sample of a powerful new appetite-controlling innovation called Slim Science, so you can see just how simply you can control your hunger and lose weight. But you must call now. 1-800-200-6610. Slim Science is a game-changing, appetite-suppressing formula, scientifically developed with two key ingredients clinically researched to control your hunger, simply and safely. You simply can't get this kind of powerful appetite control anywhere else. Experience the Slim Science difference now by calling for your 14-day hunger-smashing sample. Slim Science is available at GNC, but you can only guarantee your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now. 1-800-200-6610. That's 1-800-200-6610.
We're back with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find out more about Tandem HR at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. We talk a lot about small business and just had a fantastic conversation with Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, who shared her feedback on what's going on in Congress about unemployment extension, minimum wage. And she also asked that we share an important website for small business people that are out there, FedBizOps.gov, which has a lot of federal business opportunities, ways to contract with the federal government. And Jan is so involved in community, but there's somebody else that's really involved in community and making a difference in communities in the Chicagoland area. And I'm thrilled to have Gail Schechter of Open Communities on the show. Open Communities is something that many of our listeners are familiar with, but there are many people, many more people that really need to get to know about the work that you're doing, Gail, in the community. So thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you.
So, Gail, tell us, what does Open Communities do?
Well, Open Communities has been around for nearly 42 years. Our basic function is to advocate for diverse and inclusive North Suburban communities. So we started out advocating for fair housing, so that's non-discriminatory housing. We came about just after Congress passed the Fair Housing Act in 1968, and now we've grown to do functions that range from foreclosure prevention housing counseling to landlord-tenant dispute resolution to home sharing, where we match people who have an extra bedroom and need some income or companionship or services with people looking for affordable housing.
And you're small but mighty organization doing a lot of work. I just visited your office last week, and you're running a relatively small operation, but doing a lot of work. And one of the most important things that you do, in my opinion, is the advocacy that you do. People often think of some of these landlord-tenant issues as something that's a one-off situation. We might know somebody that has a need for that, but there's ordinances and bills being passed in many of the municipalities that Open Communities is servicing that have an impact on these issues. And Gail, whenever there's an issue involving housing, involving jobs, involving transportation, involving anything, you're right there, which is just incredible. How do you do so much, and sort of what's your big issue that you really are that keeps you up at night, that you want to try to resolve during your career at Open Communities?
Well, first of all, thanks for your good words. Yes, we had, it was someone I knew once who said that we're a lot like the little engine that could, with I think I can. And that's a lot of what we do. And I should mention to your listeners, we operate essentially from Howard Street, from the Evanston border all the way up to Highland Park, Highwood, and the lake to the tollway, so encompassing Skokie, Northbrook, Park Ridge, you know, Winnetka, and
Wilmette, Glenview,
right, Niles, Northfield. So I would say there is one issue that keeps me up at night in all 16. We cover 16 suburbs. It's the lack of affordable housing. And in many of our communities, especially those farther north from Chicago, very little willingness to do much about it. I happen to sit on the State Housing Appeals Board. I was appointed by the governor 2 years ago when the appeals board was constituted to enforce the law that says that every community has to have 10% affordable housing. And most of our communities have much less than this, but they're trying to get around the law by saying we're home rule communities, we shouldn't have to tamper with the market, and yet they tamper with the market all the time by creating TIF districts and mandating certain minimum lot sizes that are quite large for doing housing. So there are a number of ways that our communities decide what the community should look like that that if the market were to bear, would actually these communities would probably be much more dense than they are and much more affordable, in fact.
So, Gail, as you said, open communities is like the little engine that could, always trying to do more, always trying to be more of an advocate and a spokesperson. But obviously, you can't do all the work on your own. You need people to get involved. You need volunteers. You have a board of directors. You have a number of committees where people can step up. So what are ways that people listening to Get Down to Business can get involved in your important work?
Well, they can get involved by contacting us, going to our website, which is open-communities.org, or calling us at 847-501-5760. They could volunteer to be a fair housing tester, which is we train them. We train people. I was a volunteer before I joined the staff as a tester, and we deploy people to look at homes and report on their experiences, whether they're rentals or ownership, and we see if people are treated differently because they have children or because of their race or their religion or they have a disability, and that enables us to go back and try to reform what landlords and realtors are doing, so they can volunteer to be testers. They can certainly volunteer to be on our board, be on committees. You know, as you were saying, we need a lot of people to be our eyes and ears in these communities when something comes up that may impact low and moderate income people or people with disabilities. They can contact us and we can guide them as they go for their village boards or city council.
Fantastic. Well, find Open Communities. Google Open Communities. You'll find so much good information about their important work. You are listening to Get Down to Business, the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-7416. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-7416. That's 1-800-500-7416.
You can join me for breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank. in Morton Grove in just 2 days on July 8th. It's time to register. If you've waited, now is the time. You can find out more information on my website at shalomkline.com. Once again, breakfast and networking at MB Financial Bank on July 8th in the morning. More information and registration at shalomkline.com. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. In honor of National Cell Phone Courtesy Month, this month, all of July, there are a number of websites that offer great steps for wireless phone users who want to avoid offending others. Be all there. When you're in a meeting, performance, courtroom, or other busy area, let calls go to voicemail to avoid a disruption. In some instances, turning your phone off may be the best solution. Keep it private. Be aware of your surroundings. And avoid discussing private or confidential information in public. You never know who may be in hearing range. Keep your cool. Don't display anger during a public call. Conversations that are likely to be emotional should be held where they will not embarrass or intrude on others. Learn to vibe. Use your wireless phone silent or vibration settings in public places, such as business meetings, religious services, schools, restaurants, theaters, or sporting events, so that you do not disrupt your surroundings. Avoid cell yell. Remember to use your regular conversational tone when speaking on your wireless phone. People tend to speak more loudly than normal and often don't recognize just how distracting they can actually be to others. Follow the rules. Some places, such as hospitals or airplanes, restrict or prohibit the use of mobile phones, so adhere to posted signs and instructions. Some jurisdictions may also restrict mobile phone use in public places. Excuse yourself. If you're expecting a call that can't be postponed, alert your companions ahead of time and excuse yourself when the call comes in. Send a message. Use text messaging to send and receive messages without saying a single word. Watch and listen discreetly. New applications such as streaming video and music are great ways to inform and access the latest entertainment. However, adjust the volume based on your surroundings. Alert silently. When using your phone's walkie-talkie feature, send the person you're trying to reach a call alert before starting to speak. If you're around other people, turn off the external speaker on your phone and use the vibration settings to minimize any disturbance. And to respect your contact's privacy, be a good Samaritan. Use your cell phone to help others. According to the Wireless Association, more than 224,000 calls a day are made to 911 and other emergency numbers by cell phone users who report crimes and potentially life-threatening emergencies. Focus on driving. This is an important one. Practice wireless responsibility while driving. Don't make or answer calls while in heavy traffic or in hazardous driving conditions. Place calls when your vehicle is not moving and use a hands-free device to help focus attention on safety. Always make safety your most important call. Spread the word. Discuss cell phone manners with friends and family members. Tell them that you're practicing new wireless phone etiquette rules and offer to share them. Once again, July is National Cell Phone Awareness Month, and we want to share those tips with folks. I know I'm on my phone so much during the day, and we can always use a refresher on how to practice the best etiquette and behavior when using our cell phone in public. And your networking tip of the week. Write notes on the back of the business cards you collect. On the average week, I meet with so many dozens of people and I have business cards. Write a little note, a little reminder. Record anything that you think may be useful in remembering each person more clearly. This will come in handy when you follow up with your new contacts. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com. This week on Get Down to Business, we had some fantastic guests. Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. Attorney Helen Block sharing advice for employment non-compete agreements. We had Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky speaking about unemployment extension and minimum wage. And we had Gail Schechter of Open Communities. You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. Remember, you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. Let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Help